KJC Country, 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you. And joining me right here in the studios, I don't know how he finds the time to get over here all the time, my buddy Scott Bird. How are you?
I always got time for you guys.
Oh, you're a nice guy. Well, you're not going to have much time pretty soon because you're getting ready to get out. And looks like the weather's going to moderate just a little bit for the Wurtz Warriors, isn't it?
I think it's going to be great. Yeah. I think you're right. Looking ahead, it's going to be a good ride. Yeah, we're leaving Sunday from the Sand Lake Sports Bar.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sunday. And then, a week trip?
Week-long ride, yeah. Our ride starts Sunday, and we'll be gone, like I say, all throughout the northern lower. And wherever they raise money, that's where we'll be.
Okay. Now, you say like you just kind of drive around, but there is a you have a path and you know where you're going and what places are going to be doing fundraising.
Yeah, the route's all been predetermined and everybody knows which direction they're going. Every day we have a different leader that leads us into their area.
Okay.
Like I say, Sunday from 12:45 till about 2 o'clock, we're going to leave the Sand Lake Sports Bar. And our first stop then will be Town and Country in Augray.
Okay.
Then into Sterling and then into Alger. And our first overnight's West Branch. So we get up in the morning and take off from there. But yeah, everything's been laid out, predetermined. They know which way we're going.
Now, how do people keep up with you? If they want to go to one of the fundraisers, do you guys got a website or something that they can keep up with where your stops are going to be and approximately what time?
There's a couple of websites out there. In fact, I believe Wurtz Warriors is on Facebook also.
Facebook will work.
Yep,
okay.
I believe that's on Facebook. But the WurtzWarriors.com or SOMI, Special Olympics Michigan, has a website also.
Okay.
So, yeah, that you can get on the internet and kind of follow us, keep track where we're going to be and what's going to be going on. And
where does the tour end then?
The last stop, our final destination, will be in Petoskey on Saturday night.
Okay.
And from there, we'll make arrangements to get everybody back home safely. But Wednesday night, of course, is the opening ceremonies in Traverse City. And again, like I said before, that's the highlight of the whole week for I'm sure I can speak for all the riders on that one.
Sure.
That's the highlight of the whole week. We spend some quality time with the athletes. We give them rides on the snowmobiles. And then, of course, Wurtz Warriors will make their big check presentation to Michigan Special Olympics. So it's quite an event. It's a lot of fun. If anybody gets a chance and you got nothing going on, come on up to the Grand Traverse in Traverse City on Wednesday.
Okay.
And attend that. You'd be very overwhelmed. It's amazing.
It really is. Yeah. If you've not experienced it, take it in. And then you come back from that and you only got, about a week or less to prepare for the Frosty Invitational.
That's it, buddy. I got 1 week after.
Wow.
I get back on Sunday, and that Saturday, February 15th, is our 13th annual Frosty Invitational Golf Outing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
1 o'clock out there on the ice of Sand Lake, and it looks like Mother Nature is going to be perfect for the golf outing.
Well, like I said before, I'm this year for the first time in 13 years, I'm hoping for warmer weather. Conditions are looking good. Yeah. The ice obviously is not going to be an issue this year. Everything's go. I've been around visiting all my sponsors. I got some couple of new sponsors this year, and a lot of my past sponsors have stepped up again. It's a community thing, and it's great to be a part of. I'm having a good time running around talking to people and getting the word out there and invite everybody out to the Frosty Invitational.
That's right. 1 o'clock sharp is tee off, but you also got turkey bowling.
Turkey bowling, yeah. We'll be down there about 10 o'clock on the ice, 10 to 10:30.
Okay.
And turkey bowling will be ongoing then, and the chip challenge, of course, we're going to do that again this year.
Now, I haven't mentioned it yet, but tell us what the chip challenge is.
The chip challenge is it involves a toilet seat and a frame.
Enough said right there, I guess. That's right. The idea is to hit it through the toilet seat, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. We got a foul line where you stand behind the line, and for $5 you get 3 tennis balls, and you get 3 chances to chip the tennis ball through the toilet seat.
And turkey bowling's $5 also, right?
$5 for 3 throws with the turkeys. Yep.
Very good.
Again, Neiman's are donating the turkeys this year.
Nice.
So we've got that all set up, and pretty much everything we've done in the past, we're going to do again this year, and hope for a great day and great turnout. And
you bet.
We're good to go.
And then $20 per person to golf in the Frosty.
Right. There's a $20 per person entry fee for golf. That's 9 holes you'll golf.
Right.
And with that, for that $20, you'll get a t-shirt with their Frosty logo. Each year is a little different. So those are looking good. Those are coming along. Again, Thelma from North Country Shining Shirt taking care of me there. She does a fantastic job every year for us, and she steps up, helps out with the auction too. So, you know, it's just, again, one person in the large community that really does a lot and helps out with for us. And we're going to have a good year this year. Yes. Out at Sand Lake Sports Fair. We've got a nice check coming up to present the Michigan good. Special Olympics.
We'll look forward to talking to you about that when it's all said and done. Safe travels with the Warts Warriors, my friend, and we'll look forward to talking to you when we get ready for that week before the Frosty Invitational. We'll have you back on the Sunrise Side program,
perfect,
too.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll be here.
And they can call out to the Sand Lake Sports Bar for any information
sure,
they need.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. The number out there is 469-9962, or you can give me a call on my cell phone. Might be hard to get a hold of me this week or next week, but my number is 989-450-3270. Give me a call or call out to the bar. We'll be happy to answer any and all questions we can.
There you go. Warts Warriors and Frosty Invitational, all for a great cause, the Michigan Special Olympics. Scott Bird joining us this morning. Hey, Scott, thanks for stopping in, buddy. And again, safe travels out there.
And thanks for having me. You guys do a great job helping us.